I said you get the minimum you get is 3 aliyahs, and once you bust the 3 aliyahs, you negate, because of being a tzuvim. And I'm talking about being Israel, I said, what's the minimum of the minimum of 10 tzuvim, is 10 of this, 10 of that. Basically, see who's bothered with the kasha, the bottom place is all of the basis. That I'm putting your main Yoba Molech, and it's only 9 psukim. Some Rishonim had the practice to read the last pasuk twice. So you have 10 psukim. Even though you're repeating the same pasuk, that counts for the 10 pasuk. And the Baal HaMoed makes fun of that. He says they didn't know the Yerushalmi. Those who introduced that practice to read the last pasuk twice, they didn't know the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi gives the answer. They place it as Shalom and Yonah. Shalom and Yana is what the Gemara has later. The Gemara has on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom. So if one who gets not there should say, should read a minimum of 20 Mamsukhi. Why 20 Mamsukhi? For Negev is 7 Aliyahs. You have to have 7 Aliyahs on Shabbos, and Shabbos has to have a minimum. 3 Psukhi, 3 top 7 is 21. So the Gemara is a cash on the top of Amadeus, but there are some hot favors. Last week for Rav on the top line of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Once in a while, there is a hafter that has way less than 20 psukim. The Gemara says, "Shai Haskin the Salik in Yom." The whole topic is completed, so you don't need 20 psukim. So that's what the Yerushalmi answers by Rav on Amud Aleph. The whole topic of Amud Aleph is completed, and less than 10 psukim, so you don't need 10. So Rachik understood that once you get Salik in Yom, and he says Salik in Yom answers Parshas of Vayava Amalek, it's no longer the way we say that three psukim, why do you need a minimum of three psukim? Kereg Tov Dina Sudim, Kereg Koy Lady Yisrael, why do you need 10 psukim? It's Kereg Asara Mamar, Shabbat Yisrael. It's not Kereg, it's in Gamsun, a different word. So he said, I thought it was a fantasy, and then I said, we shouldn't say like that. He said, you have to have a minimum of 3 psukim. Sometimes you have 2 psukim, you don't even know what the topic is. Rabbi Shimon ben Shalev, somebody else said, not that way. You have 2 psukim, and still being in this grasp to say, you don't even know what the topic is. So you have to have 3 psukim, at least you've begun the topic. At least you know what, how long you're talking. Then you need 10 psukim, because in 10 psukim, you will probably have completed a chunk of the topic. Sometimes you have a long parsha, like the beginning of Sinas, because I rely on you don't finish the topic of Torah and Sukkot, but at least you finish a chunk of the topic. You can read those things and portion of the topic. So then it more says, that it's Shalom Yana, so you finish the topic in less than 10 Sukkot, so it's good. So we assume that the minimum of 3 Sukkot and the minimum of 10 Sukkot, there's a different sheet here. It's not Kenegah this and Kenegah not. If it's Kenegah, you know, does it help Shalom Yana? It's a different word. You have to have 3 psukim in order to begin at least to begin the topic. You have to have 10 psukim to finish a chunk of the topic. So there's a different volumes of Das Ken and Bali Atas, these different collections. So I have at home one collection, I think, from the Sassoon manuscript. Bali Atas is Abba Teira. So they write like that. It's something I've been by Paris Halloidus and by Yosef and Paris. Some of the other full inspirations. So they blurred out a statement. You never have 3 psukim in a row, which where you didn't even scratch the surface. You didn't even get it. You weren't even introduced to something new. Because sometimes you have 3 psukim in a row where you have not, you were not even introduced to a new topic. 3 psukim in a row you never have. That you haven't been introduced to a topic. So that's what Richard said. Maybe that's how they understood this tomorrow. So once you get to the Maskana of Shalom and Yonah, that being Shalom and Yonah by Yav HaMolei, so it means that the whole reason for minimum of 3 and minimum of 10, they can't say a different word. Because we don't get a sort of a marsh of anger. Maybe Mar has a dead corpse in the past conversion. The Shaila had been laid on our mothers, but based on the land. They had a dead corpse in the past conversion, not the past conversion. The Hagan Abram was bothered with the Kasha. There's one, the end of the first period in the Second Perek in Brachos, where there's a few tefillos every day. So it must have that's why we say Parshas Vayomer, because in the last pasuk, Yesh Amalekech Moshe Atzeus Yesh. There's more discussion. Why did you pick that parsha? You couldn't pick any other parsha that mentions Yesh Mitzrayim. So the Gemara said, why not say this was Bilam? Tell Motzi Amalekach Tisot Asreim. That's a nice parsha. Tosif. Mar says not good. The parsha that I passed in Moshe, not like Pasuk. I don't say that. It'll take forever because it's a long parsha. So it depends what units you're working with. So it says in Kriya Satayra that Rahamas Rahamu was, you gotta have a minimum. Maybe the traffic stop for 5 minutes. Thank you. Okay. So I'll speak this. Thank you. So that's a legend. So that Kriya Satayra that Rahamu was, when you have to lay, you seek it in a minimum of 10 seconds of all Kriya Satayra. So since you're working with units of sukkim, you're going to lay half a pasuk, then you should work with sawas. And that's the unit that you're working with. That Gemara in Brachos in the second era is talking about Zechuris and Tears Mitzrayim. Zechuris and Tears Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah vision of Atzma. That's what our Talmud explains. The Rambam didn't count the Tzlach and Bab, the Gemara Kash, Atzma, the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah. And Zechuris and Tears Mitzrayim every day is a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah on Pesach, the Sukkim and Tzitz Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah, the whole Yom dimension, the Tzitz Mitzrayim, imagine the kids of the Rambam didn't come. So how come the Rambam didn't come? So there are various answers that are given. A lot of the answers are true. A lot of the answers are correct. A lot of the answers are. I gave another answer. He gave an answer. He said, Tzitz Mitzrayim doesn't exist as an independent answer. It begins in the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samar and Samar. If an Ezra quotes from Buddha Levi, why did the Rabbi Shammah fight with Rabbi Shammah Kefa? She said, and he asked Mitzrayim, and she said, Rabbi Shammah Kefa, Shammah Rasa, Shammah Yah Earth, created the whole Bible. So he says the Jewish people did witness that. They witnessed and they participated in the experience of Tzitz Mitzrayim. You experience it, yes. So you know that I exist. You know that I made all of this in the cross of the church. So I find the Lord that the theory of the every day, why does it come together with the two parishes of Shemaim? Here it's a Bishop Duncan Mathis. Here it's a different passage, a completely different thing. This person says, Koy Mecha Yechon, Mecha Yechon, Mecha Yechon, Mecha Yechon, Mecha Yechon, imagine it seems like a very good, there's no parish of Shema, maybe the first two parishes. The majority points out that there are four sheikahs, how much of Kriya Shema is there is. The Rambam's opinion, the only prosecution is there is. Shema is our Shema. Rashi's opinion is the first parish of Brachas, parish of Yishayim. First as is Shema, the first two parishes are there is. Shema, Mayim, Shema. The Rambam's opinion is all the three parishes are Kriya Shema there. What is the third parish after the Kriya Shema? The third parish is Yitzhayim. The Kriya Shema is Yitzhayim. Why does the Rambam say that it's part of Kriya Shema? Because the Rambam said it is. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samar for Shemayim. That's a Yochi Hashem Alakef, Hashem HaTzitzit, and the Yochi Yitzhayim. We experience it here. Our experience, we know that God exists. There's only one God who demonstrated the occasion of Jesus. That's why it's one mix come together. That's what Frank said. You don't count it as a separate mix. So when you recite, when you fulfill the mix of Krishna, you have to recite the units of Parshias. Not like the Ramban prosecution of the rising lecture. Place itself that the two parishes are the rises, not only one from that. But the Rambam holds, the fierce Yitzhak Mitzrayim has to blend in, it's to enhance the Kabbalah Tamach HaShemayim, where he lays the fierce Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and he has have to recite a parsha. Just like Shema Ba'ayam Shemaya, you have to recite all parsha. The Rambam obviously holds like Tosfos. It says all three parshas are realized. So you're working with units of a parsha. It's in the process called parsha that I pass the mention on my parsha. You want to draw this here. You say, If you stop in the wrong place, it's not proper. But what's wrong? So he said the end here is Hazina has to be recited as a poem, it's a Shira. And if you read the poem and you stop on the middle of the stanza, you stop in the wrong place, so you kill the whole poem. So Hazin left, the Gemara had a tradition. What are the Hatsuk? How are you supposed to read Hazin as a Shira? Shira does. So you have to read it because of Shira. But you're going to be mopsing in the wrong place, and you can see it clear, Shalak and so on. Then I think of Mama Abram says, you're not allowed to be massive in the middle of Oz Yoshua. You're not allowed to make ourselves big of Oz Yoshua. Oz Yoshua is also a Shira. We don't have any tradition where he's supposed to be massive. If you're massive in the wrong place, then we appear, so don't get sorry. Okay, 5 minutes are up. Okay, we didn't have any new people.